I came from a farm south of Pleasantville, which will be a Century Farm in 2014. Grew up there, and my family, on my dad's side, all live out there. Now, been married 25 years to my husband, whose family moved here in 65, and now we live on that, his family's home farm. And our oldest son, Tyler, lives on where I grew up. And our youngest son now has the opportunity to buy my granddad's farm. And we crop row, and we produce hogs and raise cattle.
There has to be a special feeling, a very emotional feeling, I guess, to know that not only are you the next generation, but you've brought the current generation of farmers up into this community and part of the family farm.
And very proud. I've always been proud to be a farmer's daughter, and now that I'm a mother and the mother of two sons, and challenging, meet new challenges and bigger challenges every year that we farm, whether it be marketing, the prices of our grain, when to call the shots, and our limited time to get the crop in and out of the fields.
And much of what you do, actually, although you are involved in modern livestock production, it's a very traditional farm. You have crops and livestock on your operation, and several generations involved.
Yes, we do. With the modern state-of-the-art equipment, as it changes, and with new challenges. And we try to meet all those goals and all the regulations.
Leanne, let's talk about how your family farm operation practices good stewardship, and that's land, air, water, and livestock.
Yeah, we meet the buffers. We no-till at least 70% of our farm, and continue to work on that and make improvements. Our sons have bought tiling machines and a dozer to help diversify their farming, along with improving the land. And our manure storage is all kept and confined in a cement pit.
Let's talk about how the animals are treated. You know, that seems to be kind of a hot button issue for a lot of people. They think that in modern livestock production that it's too industrial, or you know, that there aren't people involved in it. If you were to explain to someone who has no clue about animal agriculture today, why would you qualify yourself as a good steward, a good handler of livestock, a good animal husbandry?
Well, do you want how we take care of the livestock?
Yes.
The hogs, particular. Our hogs are simple. They come in 17 pounds. They we keep them sorted to size per pens and gender, and we see a sick one. We see one falling back. We pull it. We put it in a pen to meet other pigs. It's its size. There's not a lot of care. They're all on self feeders. Everything's ventilated. Everything is all automatic, and there's just not a lot of care. They have no lice. They have no mange. Their skin condition is in exceptional condition. They're very easy to manage, and seem very very happy.
And the building that they're in, environmentally, as far as no weather extremes, they don't have to experience
climate,
that.
No, the conditions, they're out of all the elements of the outdoors, with all the open and sunlight they need, all the fresh air they need, and they don't get sunburned. They don't have the flies. And raising hogs the other way, for how we grew up and how we started our life, it's very different, and it to me now seems to be more comforting to the pig to see it the way it's raised now.
What about for you as a farmer, the differences? A little safer now?
The conditions are wonderful. I love going to our barn and checking the pens and checking the pigs and then come back home. I don't have to put on all my insulated coveralls and all my boots and tromp through knee-high mud, and it's wonderful for the farmer too.
So it's also much safer for the animal and for the farmer. There aren't part of it is weather extremes, and part of it is just when you're out in an open lot, you can slip and fall and break a leg if you're a farmer.
Correct. And we always tell when we're going over the barns in case someone would fall, but the conditions of our barn and choring in our barn are so much more favorable to everybody involved, even our neighbors. Mm-hmm. Nothing runs off of our barn, and it's just a asset to Iowa to raise them this new way.
Leanne, as a mother and a farmer's daughter, as you mentioned, and a farmer's wife, there are certain qualities that you are able to instill in your children that you probably got from your parents and your husband got from his, that come from being raised in this type of an environment. Can you talk a little bit about those, about some of the benefits that you see for your sons?
The opportunity to be self-determined, set your goals, set your own pace, your work pace, to change and with weather and everything, you change things at the drop of a hat.
One of the things, and I asked both of your sons this, I said, what do you think, you know, what were some of the things that you learned growing up on a farm, some of the qualities that you feel are instilled in you? And both of them said a work ethic.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Just because we can set our own hours doesn't mean we get up at 9 o'clock and quit at 5 o'clock. Some days we work long and harder than other days. Some days we can quit. But for the most part, we never finish a day until everything's done and put away at night, whether it be the machinery and it's checked over, the livestock, one more glance at that, make sure the feed lines are all running all the time in the barn, which then we're done for our day.
You know, you want to make sure that you're providing safe food and water and a healthy environment to your children and to other people's children. Can you talk about that?
Well, that's the rewarding thing, the end result. The end result, whether it's raising crops, taking a baby newborn calf to market, unloading the barn, shipping out the last load, it's knowing when you go to the restaurant what you're eating now. We're more aware of it all the time. When I eat my pork chop, that I knew I could grew that pork chop, and it's a great feeling that it's a safe. We do our best to make it safe for our families, our neighbors, our community, and all the consumers.
And your community, being a part of a community, is obviously very important to you.
It is. We've been involved. Our boys were football players and wrestlers, and we've been involved in the school. I've been involved in cheerleading. It's not just what we like, but it's we donate for the Lions Club and many numerous things. We try to get our name behind the pork and the livestock part of it all the time, and it has came back and rewarded us many times over, and we'll continue to take care of our community.
It's not easy to have this microphone put in your face and trying to tell your story, agriculture story, but owning your story instead of having someone else tell it for you is very important, and that's why you're doing it. Should other people be doing that too?
Yeah, it would be nice if we could get more people to get the for such a small population of what we are, and what a big area we need to cover. And I would join in on extra help and getting our word. And it's not that we work harder than anybody else, but I think we care more than people do about their job. Some people and a lot more disciplined about our job.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what you're doing is producing something that everybody needs to sustain life.
Yeah. Like I say, very rewarding in the end to see the final product and the soybeans going to town and all the different new industry that's where it's going with all the different products that's coming out of everything that we grow and raise.
Are you happy to see your boys involved in agriculture?
Yeah, it could almost bring tears to my eyes. It's when we were raising them, we never thought that they had to stay here and farm. But when I thought maybe one of them might not, then I felt it. Then I felt that, well, maybe I'm doing something wrong. And then it was a year later, and he'd seen something different. He changed his mind. It's always greener on the other side of the fence, but something clicked in him. And the feeling is unexplainable. I love my sons. I never thought I'd be this involved in their lives. And it's been a great experience.
Well, that's what they said. And, you know, your oldest son is talking about how he wants to raise his kids in much the same environment as he was raised. So that has to feel really good.
Yes, because Grandma's counting on that. Grandma's counting on a day or two to have them. But I would like to have some granddaughters to instill some of the girly parts in me that I didn't get to do to my boys. I adjusted to them and made what was important to Kenny and I important to them through me. And one of these days I'll get a little girl to pass on some girly attitude too.
Yeah. How has the coalition helped you?
Just tremendously. We kind of knew about them, didn't know about them, didn't know what to expect. Building our barn, we thought, well, we don't have to ask permission to have anybody. Well, the first sign that we got posted, or the first nasty letter we got, I'm on the phone calling the coalition. How do I deal with this? What do I do? What's next? What should we do? How can I redo what I did or didn't do right? And went from there. And they've been amazingly supportive for us, for me to cry on, for our boys to have another connection. And now it's time to pay back through getting out our word as agricultural people that it's not a bad thing and it's a very healthy way of life. And and now it's our turn to help them.
When you got that first sign posted, that first nasty letter, were you surprised?
Yeah. I felt like the everybody that was, and it was mild in comparison to a lot of other stories, but every one that hassled us are farmers, very surprisingly. We couldn't build right at our house location because of another house that was vacant at the time. But studying all the wind speeds and all the variables of the barn, we figured where we did set it was the better place. And I think 3 years later, I think they would all agree too. So it's kind of come around. And our community come back and supported us after we were kind of dragged through the mud for a year. The community awarded us with a Lifetime Achievement Award through the Chamber of Commerce, which was just exciting and very rewarding, and pretty much everything else was forgotten.
When you're doing things right and you know it, it's one thing. But when everybody else knows it,
yeah,
it's a different thing.
Yeah, definitely. It just sealed everything. And we can, I forgive and I forget. And we move on. We know we're not doing nothing wrong, and we continue to work the best we know how.
And you continue to be very involved in the community, as you said before.
Yes, we continue, the Lions Club, the Memorial Hall is looking for donations. We just donated to the tractor drive in town. It's the first annual tractor drive, kind of in memory of my husband's brother, and donated for that, for some equipment for the fire department. And, I'm very proud.